All right. Beauty and the Trail, episode number 2. I am Kilo.
What's good? It's Trill. Back at it again.
Back at it again. Episode number 2. What's up, Trill? What's going on with you?
Nothing much. Just here. Got some crown this week. No hen. Got some crown this week. Cheating on my girl. So I'm here and I'm ready to get it in.
All right. So look, right? We're going to have this new thing in which I begin the show with something very worthwhile. Like a Bible verse, if you will. It's something that I really want people to take in their spirit, in their hearts. And, you know, spread, you know what I mean? If you get something, a gem like that, I think you should spread the word. It's called Key SA, like a PSA, but Key SA. So today's Key SA.
Tell them what you got.
Is the following, okay? And you know, I did that because I think everybody needs a reminder, especially our black men, because I really want to uplift.
I'm gonna let you have this.
And you know, so today's Key SA is this. It's an old Trinidadian proverb, and it goes as the following quote: "Your dick not good enough to be styling on me." End quote.
Fuck out of here.
And I just think that it's so important for everybody to know, especially these niggas out here, because they really get beside themselves. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to really meditate on that, ladies. You recite that throughout the week, and niggas know what it is, okay?
Anyway, moving along.
That's been your KSA. Moving on, we had a great weekend. Yes, we did. Shout out to Ashley inviting us out to her margaritas in, what was it called?
Mistletoe or some shit?
Yeah, mistletoe and margaritas. Yeah, it was pretty lit. We had a good time.
Very good time.
So yeah, thanks, Ashley. What else you do this weekend?
I just relaxed. I've been working hard, so you know, just relaxing, getting this promo out for this, you know, for what we doing.
Right.
You know, that's all I really did.
Okay, word. So, bump or dump? Here we go. Lots of new music came out.
And I'm prepared this week, y'all. I told y'all I was going to listen to shit.
Prepared this week.
I'm prepared.
Lit. About dang on time. Okay. So, first things first, should we save Gucci Mane for last? Best for last?
We'll say the best for last. We'll say Guwap for last.
All right. Word. So, let's move on to the locks. Filthy America, It's Beautiful. That's the name of their album. I'm going to get all the facts out first, and we can, you know, talk about what we want to do. You know, they just signed to Roc Nation.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, just signed to Roc Nation.
Okay.
First album in 16 years. The last one they put out was in 2000. And it features Gucci, Fetty Wap, Mobb Deep, and Freyrd, and Dice Payne. And in an interview with Billboard, Styles P said, quote, "I would say this project is more for our core fan base, but with a newer feel." End quote. He also said, same vibe music, but we didn't go with the old school sounding beats. We not trying to sell you the 90s. We just trying to sell you good rap. End quote. And I agree. It was good rap.
Yeah, that shit was all right. I go bump for that. It was bars in there. I want a lot of that bullshit that's out now. I really fuck with it. So I say bump. So go download that one.
Okay. Word. I would say bump too. That's not my style of music though. It's real hardcore. I really appreciate that. I really like when niggas stick to who they are. They don't try to do no switch ups.
Yeah, niggas was spitting though.
Right. And I felt like it was the locks. Now, I'm not no New York hardcore rapping, bumping type of girl, but you know, I'll say bump just because it was good music. All right. Trill, I need you to be here.
I'm with you.
Okay. Cause you on the phone. I mean, I need you here, my nigga.
Bad. What else we got?
Oh, let's hurry and get this one out the way. Get dang on Kid Cudi's album.
Oh yeah, you told me it was cheek, so I didn't even bother listening to it.
Yeah, it was. It's weird. Like, yeah. I felt like, you know, he needed that for therapy. He got in the studio. He did what he had to do, and like he left all his depression on the track.
Like no bangers on it. Nothing you can bang out to.
I couldn't really listen to the whole thing, and wow. I really hate to say that for a whole album review. I had to turn it off. Like it was just not my cup of tea.
Damn, Cudi.
It was called Passion, Pain, and Demon Slaying, and it's absolute.
It made my spirit like, I'm not fucking with it.
Right, exactly. So, dump. All right, save the best for last. Gucci Mane.
Yeah, Guwap. Banger.
East Atlanta Santa.
Yeah, go download that. If you ain't already heard that, go get that now. That shit was. I didn't probably listen to the album maybe like two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
You got bangers on it. You know, Guwap home. He finally put out something. for us. You know, I think this is his first project since he's been out.
Yeah.
So, you know, he gave us that goo-wop, that shit that we've been listening to, you know, for years. So I definitely say bump that.
Mm-hmm. And this album, he has features from Drake, Travis Scott, Bryson Tiller. And he put out the heavyweight producers, Metro Boomin, of course, Mike Will Made It, Zaytoven, of course, Southside, and Murda Beats. So I'll definitely say bump. Yep, I mean, it's Gucci. I really like Gucci. Like, I was clapping my little cheeks to it as I was getting dressed.
I bet.
So it's pretty lit. All right. So bump both of those. And dump the Kid Cudi joint.
Yeah. Forever. Garbage.
Forever and ever. No shade. Speaking of Gucci, moving on to our celebrity gossip hot tidbit of info for you. Speaking of Gucci, he also released theme merchandise for the holidays. So if you want to, you know, get your goo-wop on in style these holidays, you think you can do that. These products include a dad hat engraved with Gucci's signature ice cream cone, a St. Briculus long sleeve shirt.
I think I need that.
A red East Atlanta Santa t-shirt and a set of buttons featuring Gucci himself. For every $50 purchase, fans will be gifted free East Atlanta Santa designed wrapping paper. Yo, if you give me my gift wrapped in East Atlanta Santa designed wrapping paper, I don't even want to unwrap it.
Yeah, of course. It'll be the best gift ever.
It'd be lit. So, yeah, go ahead and I'm sure you can get that from his website, okay? 12-year-old Puma Curry, a.k.a. Puma Badu. She is the daughter of Erykah Badu and rapper The D.O.C. She was on her mom's Instagram a couple days ago, like last week. And the girl sounds lovely.
Yeah, I watched that video the other day. She sung a Rihanna song on her Instagram.
Yeah, she sounds good.
Yeah, she sounds real good. In my personal humble opinion, she sounded better than Rihanna, but, you know, we're not going to go there. Because I love Rihanna.
Lord, we just lost like 50 fans.
I love Rihanna.
50 listeners.
Rihanna, if you ever hear this, I love you.
Navy, please come back. All right, yeah, so, I'm excited to see what Puma will do in the future. Now, on to the juiciness. There's a big old stretch mark ass on Meek Mill's Instagram. It's that Twitter buzz. And a lot of people was like, is that Nicki's butt or is that another chick's butt? It's actually another woman's assets on his Instagram. It's not Nicki's because they broke up. So I guess he was being petty like he always does and put another woman's butt on his Instagram to make Nicki jealous.
In his defense, I think he pocket posted it. And it was probably like an old picture.
Nigga wrote out a whole caption trill.
He pocket posted.
It said, quote, sitting back like savage, just friends.
Pocket posted.
Nigga typed all of that.
Pocket posted.
Okay. All right. And then Nicki, actually, she posted something before he did. She posted a picture of some blue Chanel slides. They're actually wavy. And the caption was, quote, thank God you blew it, but blue as in like the color blue. Thank God I dodged a bullet. I'm so over you, baby. Good looking out. React text. Hashtag best thing you never had.
Damn, Meek.
And then she said some other stuff that I don't really care to read about. So, the latest development in that is Meek was supposedly, this is according to Bossup, he cheated on her with a boutique owner in Philly.
Word.
She's not even all that as cute as Nicki, but, and that looks like it could be her butt. So, damn. Pocket post it.
Pocket post.
Okay.
This is my story.
Okay. Real quick, for the aunties and the young people who like Mary J. Blige, not to say I don't like Mary J. Blige. I do. we may have some auntie listeners. Mary J. Blige is going through a divorce. I'm sure you know that. And her husband is being mad petty, okay? I'm sure you already heard that he wants $126,000 a month.
Ooh, man.
For spousal support, somewhere around in that ball frame. But now he is holding her things, like her cars and her prestigious award. So he got the Grammy at the house and he will not let her have it. And he got three cars. He got the Range Rover, he got two Mercedes, a C300 and an SL550. He got that. And he's not letting it go. Also, Mary is saying that Kendu, which is her ex-husband, her estranged husband, is he left her out of more than $420,000 in fake business expenses. Like, what? Wow, this nigga really scammed you.
Yeah, she married Jonah Scammer. What the fuck the nigga name is?
Man, I hate this for Mary because You know, this is like our favorite auntie. Like, who want our auntie going through stuff? But I tell you what, that next album going to be some kind of flames.
Can't trust a nigga without a beard. Look at this nigga.
Yeah, you're right. He do look a little. All right. So, yeah. Prayers up for Mary. Quickly, CeeLo Green. So, we all saw that video of him, of the foam exploding in his face. And he was, he
I
fell
wish
out.
That was real because that nigga a weirdo.
He fell out and he stayed on the ground for like several seconds. But come to find out, the joint was fake.
Yeah.
It was fake. Like.
Too fucking bad.
You saw it?
I'm seeing it now.
Okay, right.
Nigga, see, look like a fucking adult milk dud.
The way he fell out the chair, though. Oh, my goodness. So, wow. So anyway, he said on, he posted a video on Instagram saying, quote, what you saw today was a clip from a smaller video that we were shooting for a new project I'm doing called Gnarly Davidson. It was supposed to set up the new character identity, end quote. All right, nigga.
Fuck out of here.
You just need some publicity. So, and nigga said that he's a rapist. He has admitted to raping people. So yeah, I don't know about that.
Anybody getting no pussy right. Like, willingly? So
right. And also, really quick. Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes are dating.
Word. If it ain't white, it ain't right.
Katie Holmes, you know, if you're anything like me, black people, I don't know white celebrities by their names right off the bat. So I be having to, like, Google them, and they be like, oh, yeah, I do know her. Okay, so Google Katie Holmes right quick. Hurry up. Okay, yeah, her. Her and Jamie Foxx went on vacation for Katie's 38th birthday, and they wanted to keep things hush-hush. Supposedly, they've been dating for 3 years.
Damn.
I'm not, for real, I'm really not mad at this. Like,
he's my hero, kept him on the low for 3 years. My
smashing
nigga.
A snow bunny for 3 years. I'm really not mad at this. Like, they look like they could be cute together. So, yeah, they went on to Cabo. So, yeah, happy birthday to you, Katie. And enjoy, girl. Once you go black, you never go back. All right. Okay. So, moving on. The moves.
All right, so for the moves this weekend, me and Kilo are throwing a party on Friday. Location is to be determined. It's going to be on Friday. It's going to start around 10 o'clock. It's not really a theme or anything like that, like a Christmas party. But, you know, if you want to wear Christmassy shit, you can do that.
I've been putting out text messages that it's going to be at the hotel, so it's not going to be there?
I mean, it most likely it will be, but it can
change.
I'll keep
y'all posted.
Yeah. If it gets a little bit too deep, we might have to change locations, but... Like I said, it's going to be Friday, 10 o'clock. There will be a few bottles on deck, but of course, the more bottles, the merrier.
Bring your own. bring your own everything.
If you a nigga and you come, you got to bring a bottle.
If Females, you a girl, bring your own, just in case.
If you a girl and you kind of cute, you might be able to get away with it. But everybody, for the sake of just everybody being there, have a good time, bring your own shit. But yeah, that's me and Kilo party Friday. We'll hit y'all up with details as we think of them.
Okay, and if you in 757, you can follow Trill at... I'm_11, but with a 0 N and the number 1. I am_0N1 a lot, I know. And you can follow me at Kilogram at KHILogram_ to get those moves. Okay, who's hiring, Trill?
So hiring this week, I have a few jobs for you guys. Anybody that's looking for anything, I have a front desk service representative position at the La Quinta Inn Suites in Norfolk. I believe that's on Military Highway. Again, that's a front desk service representative position at the La Quinta Inn Suites in Norfolk. And then we also, for anybody looking for anything part-time or anything like that, we have a sales associate position at the Foot Locker in Virginia Beach at the Lynn Haven Mall. And then what was that one you sent me? Okay. You have a administrative assistant at Kings Creek Plantation in Williamsburg. Again, for anybody looking for any type of administrative position or anything like that, there's an administrative assistant position at the Kings Creek Plantation in Williamsburg. So that's what we have for you this week for hiring.
Word. Okay. Thank you, Trill.
Ain't no thing.
Oh, I forgot to say, listen, for everybody who was telling me that man's name is Quavo, I blame Vic. Because he let me say Quavo
I just wrote
four
with
or five
it.
Times, and then he even said Quavo himself. I do apologize, and my friend had tweeted, she was like, he says his name before every verse, and he does. But I just
shout out to Quavo.
I just be so busy twerking. So sorry about that, Quavo. Okay? You're still richer than me, so it shouldn't really matter. All right, topic of the day. Who you calling a hoe? Who you calling a hoe?
Nobody.
Dang.
I don't even use that term anymore.
Good. What you say? Thought?
Yeah, thought. No, it depends. It depends on what you do.
Okay.
What I'm going to call you that or not.
Right. So, who you calling a hoe? So, basically, you know, y'all know. We always talk about hoes on Twitter. We talk about hoes like she's a hoe. That's that he's a hoe. What would you consider a hoe?
A hoe?
Trill.
I guess a hoe, if I were to call a girl a hoe, it would be like, let's say I'm fucking with her and, you know, we supposed to be on some exclusive shit and I find out that she letting another nigga beat. I'm calling you a hoe. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call you a hoe for that. Think you a hoe. If you don't know who your baby father is, you automatically a hoe off the rip. And what else? I feel like if you fucking multiple, let's say you fucking three. I'm going to give you two. If you fucking more than two niggas at the same time. Like, you know, fuck one Monday, another Tuesday, another Wednesday. I'm going to go ahead and have to say, I'm going to have to say that you a hoe. And not even on a, like, derogatory term, because, like, you can be a hoe and be cool.
Right.
Like, I feel like
I'm glad you know.
We've come to make it be, like, this super derogatory thing. I mean, hey, if you a hoe, I mean, own that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because most, like, girls that are hoes who know that shit and, you know, they joke around with it and they own that shit, they're really cool people.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what you want to do, if that's how you want to get down, do that shit. Just don't lie and, you know, deceive people. If you want to be a hoe, if you want to fuck multiple people and do your thing, own it and
be
do
honest,
it.
Be honest, be upfront about it. When I think of the word hoe, I don't know why I don't think about that. I don't think about a woman sleeping around with multiple men. I just automatically think of a trifling, cold-hearted heifer who will sacrifice her ethical and moral compass just to get some dick. Yes, I got deep with it.
You did.
So like somebody, for instance, somebody who would sleep with your man on purpose, knowing that he got a girlfriend, knowing that he's trying to be happy, trying to be faithful, and she's scheming him out to sleep with him. That's a hoe to me.
Yeah.
Now,
I'll go with that.
Or something like that. Or women who go and sleep with married men on purpose. Like, come on, like, you being real hoish. However, I do have some friends that are the forerunners of the hoe is life movement.
At names?
None of your business, but they're not. They're not the women that I described. They're more on some stuff like, if you're single and you have no ties to anybody, you can do whatever you want with your vagina. You know what I mean? So if she wants to sleep with a guy on Monday and sleep with a guy on Tuesday and another one on Wednesday and another one on Thursday, she's able to do
but
that.
But she's just realizing she's a hoe, but she cool people.
I mean,
but you're a hoe for that. Let's just, you did that. Yes, you're single. Yes, you're free. Do what you want to do. But we're going to label you. You're a hoe. That's cool. That's cool. I'm not saying like, oh, you're, you know, point finger. You're going to hell. You're a hoe. No, you a hoe. And that's cool. This is how we going to rock. You a hoe. You a cool ass hoe.
You a cool.
You might be a bad hoe. Might be a hoe with a job. But you're still a hoe.
All right. Okay. So you're saying more than two. So that's the criteria for you. If she's having sex with more than two niggas at a time, she's
a
hoe.
I'm going to go ahead and call her a hoe. Okay. Not even saying nothing bad about it. Just say, babe, you're a hoe.
Babe,
you're a hoe.
Okay, so if I can go out and say, venture out and say.
I know what you're about to say, too.
What I'm about to say. Tell me.
Oh, what if you're a guy and you're doing the same thing?
No, that's coming later. But for now, it's, you know, it's cool. Celebrities have made it cool to wife hoes. I don't want to say wife and hoes because not necessarily all these women are hoes. We really don't know their pussy history.
Yeah.
But if we see like a lot of strippers or sex workers, are being wifed up, and you know the public will label them quote unquote hoes.
Yeah.
Would you wife a hoe? Would you make a hoe a housewife, Mr. Trill?
Depends on the situation. I feel like if she was a famous hoe, then I might be like, shit, probably a good look.
I'll risk it.
Yeah, I might risk it. If she's a local hoe, if my wife, I would have to move across the country and we have to get super fucking low. But I'm not your wife.
That's a lot of criteria.
And you could catch me at your local party cuffing a hoe. Nah, if my wife made a little local thought, you know, we're like, babe, we're going to have to make this, you know, goddamn it, witness protection and shit. Move fucking across the country and shit with my little hoe.
Put my little hoe. So basically, no, because that's a lot. Like, oh, nigga, yeah. You know, so you ain't going to California with no little hoe unless you really love her.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. So, like you said earlier, can men be hoes in your opinion?
Yeah, you can be a hoe ass nigga.
Okay. I'm glad you're being honest. You sure can.
But it's really not. I mean, I feel like it's more culturally, you know, acceptable for men to
double standard.
It's not really a double standard.
Why?
I just feel like it's the way we're created, where we're brought up.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Yeah, I'm just saying it's a double standard.
Yeah.
But you don't think it's a double standard?
I mean, I think it is. But I mean, I feel like, you know, as a man, I feel like, you know, the more experience you get, the better you are.
You know what? My gripe with that, and I'm going to answer that question too. Definitely men can be hoes. My gripe with that is, you said more experience. You want the girl to be great. You want her head game to be awesome. You want her to suck a nail out of coffin. Is that what Lil Wayne said? You want her to do that? You want her to bounce on your dick like a professional? You want her to know what she's doing? How can she not? I mean, you kind of have to have practice for that.
You can practice with one nigga or two niggas. At least under 10.
Oh gosh. Now we get into body counts.
You should be good by then.
So
you gotta fuck the whole city to get your hair game. To get your hair game.
She need reviews.
You gotta fuck the whole city to get your reviews. Shit right. I mean, come on. Work with me here.
Okay, so let's venture off a little bit. So, if she have sex, right, one nigga a month, is that still a hoe?
So one nigga a month for the whole year?
Yeah, so 12 niggas total for the year of 2016. Is that a hoe to you?
I mean, one nigga a month don't even really sound bad, but you let 12 niggas beat this year. I don't know.
Is that a hoe to you?
How many years did she do this for? Did she just have one bad year? Or has she been doing this since she was 16?
And
she's 24 now.
Right.
Because I can't even do the fucking math on that shit. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think I want her.
So that's a gray area.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah.
You niggas are so finicky. Like, y'all got these standards, and then y'all come to the table with community dick. Like, you got your dick has been for the whole entire the recreational center for the community, and
mixtape,
you want me to
dick is mixtapes.
Boy, bye. Okay.
Order for you to get on. Gotta hand out the samples.
Okay. So I'm just curious. For you, you want her her body count to be what? I'm just curious.
I mean, I'm not even really big on body counts, because if that
good
pussy tight, you a virgin to me, baby.
Moving on. Okay, the whole face. So very important. Or is it? Or is it?
I think it's important for a guy.
You think a whole face is important for a guy, but not for a girl?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I think a female could do without.
Explain. On both parts. Why is it important for a nigga to have...
I know for a guy, you know, you're not even really, I feel like you're not even really coming into your own in your dick game till you hit maybe body number.
Say something crazy.
8 or 9. Maybe 8 or 9 is when you might be cooking with something, I think.
Okay.
But for a female. I do think, you know, she does need to go through a slight hoe phase. Maybe in a few years, she had sex with a couple dudes, you know, something slight, nothing 1 year, nothing like one nigga a month for 3 and 4 years and shit. But I do think, you know, a experimental hoe phase, I guess if that's what you're gonna call it. I think that is important though, because I feel like if you've been in relationships with one person from the jump for like 3 years, and then let's say you get out of one, and then another, you know, you're another relationship. I think like later on down the line, there probably could be problems, because it's like you've always been cuffed to one nigga.
Yeah.
And then one day you might just be like, fuck it, I'm just gonna let 5 niggas beat today. And you don't want to be that guy.
I was about
girl.
To say relatable until you said 5 niggas beat today.
You don't want to be that guy with that girl who hasn't been her whole phase, and there's one day she goes out and lets 5 niggas beat, and now you are sick.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
For sure. I think it is very important for a girl to have a whole phase. Do I think it's mandatory? No, absolutely not. She doesn't have to have a whole phase. But if you're going to do it, baby girl, you better hurry up and get it out the way. You know what I mean? Get it out the way while you're young, so you can have an excuse, so you can just, you know, just be out here. And then, you know, when you're done, you're done. No matter how long it is. Speaking of, how long should a whole phase last? If a woman has one, how long should that last? That crown smells great.
Yeah, mixed with the Dr. Pepper too. We on it. Mm-hmm. But I think the whole phase should probably last, for a female, maybe a year. I'll give you a year to get a couple niggas under your belt. Use some numbers. Not that I think you should be good. You need to sit your little hoe ass down and wait and wait for your knight in shining armor.
While y'all niggas have fun, we gotta sit down.
Yep. We trying to perfect this dick for y'all. That's what we trying to do. I don't even know why we look at it as being hoes. I am perfecting my dick for you.
Okay, so when Shorty, who's been sitting down waiting for you, the knight in shining armor,
yeah,
aka Community Dick,
with the perfect dick game now.
Are you going to train her as the way that she should go, as far as riding your dick, sucking your dick?
Yeah, if she's not satisfying me, I feel like she's doing some shit wrong. I'm gonna be like, hey,
please,
you know,
lie. Say
I'm
it.
I'm gonna give you what I'm about to say. I'm gonna hand her some pointers, like, hey, this is what I like, this is what I need to do, blah blah blah. I don't even really think I had that. Or maybe I'll just find a new bitch. I don't know. It just depends.
The latter.
It really depends.
The latter, for sure.
Depends on my mood.
Y'all niggas
real.
want y'all cake and you want to eat it too, and that's not possible.
Ain't that what you're supposed to do?
I can't with you. So yeah, you really won't know what she's doing if she's being discreet about it. So you might have a very low key quote unquote hoe.
That's how I suggest you do it, because I'm not really gonna go into a bunch of research. I might hit out a store in the group chat. Yo,
your friends
smash this shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Niggas be like, no, I'm be like, all right, bet. But yeah, of course, you know, women I feel like are way more sneakier than niggas. And if you're a female fucking with the right niggas,
mm-hmm.
you could rack up numbers and niggas will never know. If
never
you fucking
know.
With niggas who don't run their mouth and shit. So I mean, you know, hey.
Woo.
It's Russian roulette out here.
Niggas they can be low key too, as far as hoeing. Like, okay. Niggas be out here and you will never know. You will never
know.
You have
to fuck with the right people.
Yeah, for sure. That won't run their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you could pick an age for a man and a woman to have their whole face, what would it be? I would say for the woman, nice 25.
You said an age to have the whole phase?
Mm-hmm.
No, 25 is too late. I think a woman should have her whole phase between like 18 and 22.
No!
18
no!
And 22. By 25.
Well, perhaps. I'm not going
to
say no.
18 to 22. By 25.
25 is not too late. It's not too late.
To me, 18 to 22 is when I'm, you know, it's a college
18
years,
to 25.
You know, you might have joined the military, got slutted out by some military niggas and shit in the barracks and shit. So, I mean, yeah, 18 to 22 is perfect.
Once you go past 25, baby girl, then maybe it's a little too late.
18 to 22.
Okay. And for a nigga, so same thing?
You're done. 18 to 22.
Don't try to come for me, nigga. Okay, for the nigga, same thing, 18 to 22?
18 to 35.
See, you said 18 to 25 for 30, men.
18 to 35.
Are you yep. kidding me?
17 years a hoe.
18, I really just want to steal off on you. Like
18 to 35.
So the nigga can hoe until he's 35 years old. Are you? And that's acceptable.
I mean, but I'm not saying I'm going to do this, but I'm going to give a nigga a good 17 years to get the thing.
And she has 4.
Yeah.
Wow, you are really the ambassador for fuck niggas. I just have to say that. Yes, close your mouth.
I mean, that ain't me. I'm just letting niggas who doing it.
Okay.
I'm going to settle down in 2017, so I'm not going
to. Are you settling down in 2017?
Yeah, I'm not going to live
on that. I'm going to check back on that.
I'm going to hand off my whole years to somebody else.
Ho shaming. Should you shame the hoe? Make her feel bad for being a hoe?
If she does something personally to me, hell yeah, I'm shaming your ass. You, your mama, your grandma, everybody, bitch. Ho. But in general, just out in public or on Twitter calling people hoes, no. Y'all don't do that. I don't do that.
Okay, good. Good. But if you hear about a young lady that's living her life like it's golden, you know, then you don't have no problems with that, correct?
No, if you want to hold, just don't be a liar and shit.
Right.
But if you want to do your thing, do it.
Don't be a liar.
I don't got a problem with that.
Do whatever you want. That's what I'm on. Mind your genitals. When I was younger, actually, I did have a problem with hoes, and I don't know. I don't know why. I do know why, but I'm not going to share that. It's going to release some more hurt. But I used to have a problem with hoes, and then I grew up, and I got, like, smart, and I'm like, What do hoes got to do with me? You know what
exactly.
I mean?
See,
or hoe activities. Like, everybody's a hoe to somebody. I'm sure I'm a hoe to somebody, and they don't even know me. Or
not my kilo, never.
Never. You're right. I'm an angel.
I think that's all we got.
Hoe is life.
Yep.
Do Thomas, that.
If you ain't not 35 yet, keep hoeing. Ladies, if you are 22 or older, sit the fuck down.
Man. The BNT letter. We're here.
What's up?
At the BNT letter.
What we
so
got?
We need you all to hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on our email. Ask us any kind of questions, any kind of advice that you need us to be mad ignorant about or classy about. You know, that's where I come in. Our email address is beautyandthetrill@gmail.com. That's beautyandthetrill@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on our Twitter at Beauty and Trill. At Beauty and Trill. So this one is a particular question. I'm going to, he just asked the question, but I'm going to spice it up a little bit, okay? And I'm going to add this. Dear Kilo and Trill, that sounds really good. Could you see yourself with someone long-term if they had sex with one of your best friends? Signed, Lonely and Confused. No, he didn't say that, but. Could you see yourself with someone long-term if they had sex with one of your best friends?
Short, fuck no. Next.
You're not going to elaborate, my nigga?
I feel like it's too many fish in the sea, too many fish that my friends have not touched, so I will choose one of them.
I would concur. I would agree with that. Someone with one of my best friends, actually any my friends, period. No. Just my best friends. Just my best friends. So yeah, no, that would be a no for me. But if it was just your friend, like, let's just say this, right?
A nigga that I know.
A nigga that you're cool with.
That I don't really kick it with like that, but I just know that nigga on some dap him up when I see him type shit. We don't really hang out and shit.
I mean, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Depending on how good she looks, because that really plays a big picture. Like, how bad is she?
You know what? I said this on Twitter before that I have a good amount of girlfriends. I just added some more. So, like, we're full. We're a full house, okay? I probably have, like, 7 to 8 friends. And
yeah, that's a lot. And niggas be out here, so that potentially may
and happen. Girls be out here. So I tweeted, like, I have a couple friends, like I said, forerunners of the Hoe Is Life movement. Love them to death.
I need those at names after the show.
Get it how you live, baby. Like, they give me the best advice. However, like I said on Twitter, if I have to avoid every single penis that you have encountered ever in your how many ever years of having sex, then I have to move out of state. Like, I cannot stay here. Like, 8 women, and the vast majority of them has been having some fun. My nigga, no. Like, if y'all had sex at a party one time, drunk, y'all didn't have feelings for each other at all, and now he's coming around years later, you already in a relationship, and he's like, oh, yeah, I had sex with your friend when we was, like, 17.
Oh, yeah. That's the only thing that really counts.
Okay. Because I wouldn't. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Did you love her? Did she love you? I'll probably take. If me and him were kicking it off, I would probably take it to her and be like, did you have feelings for him? Did he give you an STD? I need to know. Did you have a pregnancy scare? Oh, like, shit. All that stuff matters.
You're right.
Yeah. But other than that, my best friends now. Okay? So, yes, like I said, send your B and T letters to us. Via email, via Twitter, all that good stuff. We will be back. Oh, hit us up. Find out the moves for Friday.
Yeah, hit us up. We will be on releasing details as we get them, as we make them up. But Friday.
Oh, we got to talk about the contest, yeah?
10 p.m. Oh, yeah, contest.
Contest. So.
Oh, yeah. So we having a little contest out here for I just want to, first of all, thank everybody who has been listening to the show.
Yes!
And everybody who's been, you know, promoting it, retweeting, you know, and all the reviews that we have gotten. I do appreciate each and every one of everybody who's listened.
Thank you.
Going forward for this week, we do get to see our stats and our downloads and shit like that. And I think last week we peaked at like number 75 out of I don't even know how many podcasts.
It was a lot.
It's a lot of different type of podcasts in the category that we're in. I think we peaked at like 75. So for this week, if we are able to get into the top 50, and that's from download. So if y'all retweet and download and different shit like
and
that.
Subscribe.
And subscribing. If we're able to get into the top 50, I will give out $100. I guess I'll hold a raffle to, you know, some people who I see retweeting and shit like that. We'll put some names in the shit and
yes,
we'll give out $100. So if we get into the top 50 for this week, I will give out $100. You'll have your bread by like the end of fucking January or some shit. Don't
okay
be fucking hounding me like, nigga, you owe me, like, nigga, I got you.
I got you. It's Christmas, my nigga. Yeah. Can you wait?
You'll get your $100 by the end of January. Like I said, if we're into the top 50 in downloads and subscriptions, top 50, we will give out $100.
What's the cutoff date for the week?
When do they
I don't know. Maybe Sunday or
I
Monday?
Guess we'll do Sunday. So by Sunday, if we're in the top 50, somebody getting $100.
Word. And how do they enter that? Oh, you have to be a follower. So we're going to do a raffle for all of our followers.
Yeah, for all the followers that I see retweeting and shit, we'll do a raffle.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to tweet one tweet or two tweets, and whoever retweets those tweets, those specific tweets, we're going to put you in the drawing. So
exactly,
we'll say retweet this to be a part of the drawing. Okay, cool.
Perfect.
Cutoff date is Sunday. Top 50, like Trill said. We giving y'all niggas $100. I mean,
you know.
Sheesh. This podcast is lit. All right.
Bread.
Episode 2 is done. Good job, friend. We about to turn up in a couple days.
All right, and we out of here. Like, holidays is Friday for the party, and y'all have a great holiday, and we'll holler at y'all next week.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.